Today we're going to talk about it respecting our parents. Kibud horim, respecting your parents. Mitzvat aser min haTorah lechabed v'yira et ha'av v'et ha'em. V'hen hen mitzvot shematan tzchara v'olam hazeh v'aken kehevet v'olam haba. There's a mitzvah d'oraita from the Torah to respect and have yira, fear, awe from our parents, father and mother. It's one of the mitzvahs which the Mishnah says we say every day, that you get also sachar in this world and also in the next world. It's worth it, huh? And also it's one of the mitzvahs that says that you have to get a long life for them in the next world. Because the Gemara brings down a story that one of the reasons, one of the opinions why Elisha ben Avuya went off, that he saw a father tell his son to go climb a tree and do Shiruach HaKen, which is the two mitzvahs in the Torah which said Kibud Horim and Shiruach HaKen. He said that they have a long life, and then afterwards a kid on the way down, he fell and was killed. And he said, ah, you see, the Torah is not true, huh? And he didn't know that. It doesn't have to be in this world they have a long life, but the next world they have a long life. Yep. Think more says Mitzvah kibud horim chamura shebachamurot. Yeah, Rambam says the mitzvah to respect our parents. Mitzvah aste gdola. It's the only mitzvah he says like that. It's a big mitzvah. That says not tam mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. It's chamur. You be careful with it. He brings down here that people they were raised by people which are not their parents, but they were raised by them. Maybe they don't have a mitzvah of respecting them from the side of kibud horim, because they're not their biological parents, but they have a mitzvah to respect them. Makarat tov. You have to raise that kabbalah in English. Appreciation.
Yeah.
To recognize that you got good from someone, they raised the person after all. Okay. Same thing also with if someone's a girl and he became a girl and his parents are still going, he still has to respect them, not from the mitzvah of kibud horim, but just because they brought him into the world and they raised him until where he was. Mitzvah to respect them. And not because of Bakiran, because of Akoras HaTov. They gave you food, they sent you to school, they paid your scholarships, and of course if they became Jewish, of course you have to respect them. Also not from kibud horim, makarat tov. That's what mitzvah. Avim shavim mitzvat kibud u'mitzvat mura. Father and mother, they're equal in the mitzvah of kibud horim. You have to respect the father exactly the way you respect the mother, and fear your mother exactly what you fear your father. Shalom. כמו כן, בן ובת שווים במצוות הכיבוד והמורה, אלא שנשואה אחרת כאילו בעלה כדי על a son and a daughter, they have the same mitzvah. It doesn't go more to the son or more to the daughter. They both have the same mitzvah to respect their parents. The only difference is that a daughter, when she's married, she first has to listen to her husband, then listen to her parents. When she's married, she's in her husband's hands, right? She first has to listen. For example, if the parents ask her, please come and help us, and the husband says, no, now you need to be home because of the kids or whatever, but I got. So she could say, tell her parents, I can't come now, my husband needs me at home. Okay? You say respectfully, you don't have to say no. I wish to come, I really want to come, but right now it doesn't work out so well. Shalom bayis, I don't want to destroy my
life. Is there limits on this though? Because I remember reading there was a case where a husband didn't want his wife to see the parents like a son almost at all. And when this family asked the rabbi, it was just publication, the rabbi said, this is not right.
Listen, this could be certain cases where something is wrong, obviously, and then the halacha will be differently. But Sam, in general, a woman's supposed to listen to her husband before she listens to her parents. I tell you my own life, I had a situation where we had to disrespect my wife's mother for whatever reason. And the Rav told us, we didn't want to do that. The Rav told us, this is what you have to do if you want to keep your house whole. In the beginning of our marriage, a long time ago, you have to now do so and so. And she got very hurt and everything. And then afterwards, everything worked out. As opposed to the other side. If your wife tells you, no, I don't want you to go to your parents now, and your parents tell you, they want you to come, halachically, you have to go listen to your parents. Best thing is find a way out of. It shouldn't be like that. Block. Find a way out of.
That's in the case of a woman to a man to parents saying he wants to
do it. Right.
But that's all. This is all in other like gray areas, like if they're not Shomer Shabbos or if it's against Torah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's not like I said. It's not Mubai. In general. That's the law. And this situation. And you ask the Rav, what do you do in a certain situation? If parents come to Beis Din and say, our kids never visit us, they never come to us, never said it, please go to the Rav, please tell them, you have to force them, that if they don't come, do nidui, whatever, Beis Din can't do anything. It's a mitzvah, but if the person doesn't want to. But if someone comes to Beis Din and says, but our kids, they disrespect us. They come to the, and they talk about us, and they do this, and do that. Then Beis Din can come and do a cherem on these people, and force them to stop their disgusting behavior. So if they're just not keeping, they're not respecting them, they're not doing anything, just don't come, whatever. Beis Din can't do anything. It's the kids' problems. It's their own problem. But if they disrespect the parents, so then Beis Din can interfere in this. Mitzvah kibud orim. By the way, that was from the Ben Ish Chai. Mitzvah kibud orim hina b'machshava b'dibur ma'aser. Chayelam brings down that the mitzvah of respecting your parents is in thought, speech, and action. To think good about them, to speak good about them, and act good to them. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard. If you have issues with the parents, right? See again here, Rabbeinu teaches that. We're responsible to control our thoughts. A person has a bad thoughts about his parents for some reason. Okay? He's responsible to look for the good in them and think why they're good. A person is able to think good. Can't just say the thoughts are flying. I don't know, whatever comes to my mind. What does that mean, whatever comes to your mind? You decide what comes to your mind. You could decide what comes to your mind, what not. Now, and Shi'u. And shiur l'mitzvat kibud orim. There's no maximum of how much you can respect your parents. Chol ha-zahir, zahir is zahir ba, zahir is meshubach. The more you do, the better it is. Okay. Amnam bikshu orim la'asok bikvodam kvar etchila ben obad v'asem mitzvah yisemu tchila asiyata. But או כמו כן הזדמנו מצווה עוברת שינה יכולה לעשות אחרים יקדימו קיומה לכיבוד ההורים. So there's two situations where a person has to do something else instead of respecting his parents. First thing is, if he's in the middle of a mitzvah and his parents ask him to do something, he's not supposed to stop in the middle. He's in the middle of a mitzvah. Like we say, someone who's busy with the mitzvah is putzel from doing other mitzvahs. For example, now he's collecting money for Pidyon Shvuim, I don't know, Chaskal or whatever. And his parents say, please come visit us, I haven't seen you in a long time. We can now. Now he's in the middle of doing something else. Just in a nice way, explain to them, I will come, of course. Once I'll just finish this thing and I'll be free, I'll come right away. Okay? Another situation, if it's a mitzvah, overet. The mitzvah is going to pass. For example, it's time of Kriyashma. First is the time, and his father says, no, you must come and pick things to the airport at this and this time. Sorry, Tati, can't. I have a mitzvah. Kriyat Shema. I'll come right after. I'll come earlier, whatever you want. But that time specifically, I have to do something. I have to have a mincha, mishkiyas in a few minutes.
Can we extend the first clause indefinitely? Like, let's say parents live in America, they gotta come visit. Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. They really need to come visit.
It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. If you could leave out the story for visiting your parents. There's a story that he asked the question and he didn't give him an answer, and until he got an answer, he told him yes, and then the parent died. In the meantime, the whole story. I don't know what the halacha is. For sure, you could go. There's certain you could do for other mitzvahs. Definitely, you could go. And definitely, you could always merge the things together. Hanan, maybe leave it open. Thank you. No air, we have top. There's no bracha on kibud olim. Just do the mitzvah, yeah? So the parents, when you get up, you have to get up all the way, like for an important person. There's a mitzvah to get up. I didn't know that there's a mitzvah to get up. I didn't know that. I talked about it a long time ago. And I learned in yeshiva, there's a mitzvah to stand for your parents when they walk into the room. Okay? I don't have such opportunities to do that. But here and there, when I do see my parents, but stand. All the way?
Speaking from somebody who lost both of his parents.
So what?
I lost both of my parents. I'm sure there's people who don't have parents. And so it's,
yeah.
Believe me, you don't realize the mitzvah that you can't do. And I remember right. The last time I benched with someone's own, and I was in LA, my mom was alive, very, you know, and I was in the same room with her, so I could say, you know,
when you went to visit, yeah.
Yeah, for my mom, she was LA.
Right, but there's other ways. So first of all, what you're giving us chizuk is whoever still has parents, even one, do as much as you can to do this mitzvah. It's like,
don't realize
it's like that. But you still also after they die, we see we'll learn that there's a way to respect them also.
30.
First of all, the fact that you keep the mitzvahs, it's a big respect for them, because people say, "Ooh, he keeps them. Wonder who his parents are." Don't tell them that they're not one, so yeah, we'll see other ways. Saying Kaddish, and they're respecting them, talking good about them, because also after they die, making sure that their grave is being taken care of, and not leaving it there for 100 years until it falls apart, crumbles. Once a year, just make sure if you're not there, there's someone else to go there and clean it and make it a little bit respectful.
I mean, if you're here and your parents are in the States.
Buried.
You just had the
yeah, call the place, give a donation to the Chevra Kadisha and tell them to go and take care of the grave. I'm sure they have a service like that too. Sure they have. Yeah. It's a big mitzvah. It's a very big mitzvah. To clean the grave, to make it neat, is a big mitzvah. There's famous stories about this at the there was a guy who he wasn't religious, but his thing was he used to go in his free time to the cemetery and take care of the graves that no one took care of them, wash them off and take out the weeds. And then he had a clinical death. I don't know if it was in the army or something happened to him, and he says a story. He's about tshuva today, right? There's a what saved him was this girl, this one girl that he always took care of. He heard a voice of a girl. He did so and so. No, he did good. He's a good guy. He always took care of my grave, and that was the voice that sent him back down. That girl, he always took care of her grave. It's a big thing, yeah. It's covered. So if it's your parents, of course it's covered. So now, if someone does good with his parents, let's say they have a situation, he helps or whatever. You know, I don't remind them. I remember I did good with you that. I remember I did that. But they're embarrassed. Parents don't like when their kids have to help them. Their whole point is to give and give and give. And now they come an age that if you don't, you have to take care of them, to take them here and there. Not even an age, unless financially, whatever it is, you can't remind them. It's not respectful. Pigya ba'olim. Fine. Till now we're talking about respecting. Soon we'll see more details about it. But now we're talking about hurting the parents. Avon chamur lakot avo em. It's a very, very horrible sin to hit their parents. And if someone hits the parents and he causes them to bleed, if they're going to Torah law, you have to kill him. Someone curses his parents, they have to kill him according to the Torah law. It says in Pesukim, nowhere to go wrong. There's a clear. Sure. Makeh ali yomot yomat, mekalel ali yomot yomat. And if your parents tell you hit me, or yell at me, or do something like that, you have all the rights to refuse. Where does it come? You can't cause your parents to bleed. So let's say a guy's a dentist, and his father comes to him, and you have to take out of his tooth, or you have to cause him to bleed. So you have to learn that lesson. It's okay, it's not okay. How you do it? Give it to your colleague. If a parent, one of the parents, hears the kids, the little kids, or any kids, especially when they're little, disrespecting the other, his spouse, immediately he has to react. How are you talking to Ima? What is that? Your friend? In school? What is that? Respect. Immediately they say that. They get used to, you have to respect. By the way, the biggest chinuch, I'm telling you the youngsters here, the biggest chinuch for children is when the parents respect each other, then the kids learn to respect them also. If the parents don't respect each other, they talk each other like dirt, that's how the parents, the kids are going to talk to them also like that. So think about it before you open your mouth. So kibud horim, if someone, let's say, did tshuva now, and he said, I didn't act, I did hit my parent, I did curse my parent, I did disrespect them. He did tshuva, it's not enough. He has to go and ask forgiveness from his parents. And it's not around, like, he learned a lot of it. He has to go to their grave with 10 people. And if he can't go there, so send someone with 10 people to their grave that will stand there and say, so-and-so, the kid of this person, he did so-and-so, he did tshuva, he asked him b'chila from his parents. And then all the 10 will answer, it's forgiven for you, forgiven for you. Like that, Shulchan Aruch says that. If someone under 13 did these things to his parents, even though it wasn't obligated, it's still easy to do tshuva and ask forgiveness from them. So, kibud bedibur. So we said, you have to respect your parents the way you speak. Speak and think, right? Not only how you, what you do, like we learned, as Mara said, there was a story, the story of the Gemara, I think it was, that there was one guy, he had his, an old man, his father was in his house, and he made him work very hard in grinding the wheat, moving the big stone, the mill, and the wheat. They gave him food and everything. And then the grandson came to the grandson, I'm not sure the details, the grandson came or something. So the grandfather told the grandson, tell your father. No, what happened? So, Chavav, I don't remember the details. If I remember the details, I'll tell you the whole story exactly. Yom Hashem. Tell Hashem. I hope I remember it later. If your parents ask you to do something, you have to do it with in a nice way. Not, ugh, we're going to have to go and visit them. Like, why did they ask me to do that? Such a burden, so hard for me. No, do it to the smile, even though it's hard for you. Sometimes it's difficult with things. No one said it's an easy mitzvah to do. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes they're not easy. But it's the mitzvah. You're supposed to speak with your parents benachat, calmly, in a respectful way. Like you're talking in front of a king. They're bigger than you, they're smarter than you, they're everything more than you. Okay. Don't jump into their words before they finish the talking. Ah, this is a very important halacha. If you're talking in public and your parents are in the you have to say, they'll shoot my parents. I didn't know this halacha. I spoke, the truth is there, my parents asked me to speak, so that was different. if they ask you to sing, obviously they give you permission. Maybe it's kavod to stay to shul my parents. Yeah. You have to speak nicely next to your parents. You have to be more careful how you treat your siblings. Because they get hurt when you speak not nicely to your siblings or yell at them or whatever. Right? Why are our kids? I want them to have bigger friends. Why are they acting like that? They get hurt. You let us speak to your parents in the second person, it's called? Second, Ata, you? You can talk to your parents like that, no problem.
Like, not to say, how would my father do it?
Right. It's not nice, I think. They want to stay close with you. Unless you live in, I don't know, Scotland 200 years ago, and that's how they spoke, so maybe they're expected to do that. But, stand the dark car, you know, not like that. Asur, listen to this, unbelievable. Asur for a son or daughter to ask from the parents to make for them a certain food or a certain drink. And if you come to your parents' house and your mother says, What can I serve you? What should I give you?
Lamb chops.
Huh? You could say whatever you want, yeah? But don't tell them, make me. Tell them. Right. Yeah, don't tell them, make me so-and-so, make me a coffee, serve me the cake. Even though she asks you, what should I serve you, serve me the cake. No, don't tell her what to do. Don't tell him what to do. You say, we will eat so-and-so. I can have a coffee. No, don't, without commanding them. So delicate, right? It's so... I have a friend, he goes all over the world. Yosef Dan, you know Yosef Dan, right? Every day, regardless of where we were in the world, he called his parents. Even if it's 20 seconds, 10 seconds. Hi, Ima, it's Yosef Dan. We're here in Paris. Everything's okay. It's beautiful here. Thank you so much. So, 10 seconds. You hear? She's also an older lady. I found with the heart. Heart. He told me, I asked him, what's this? He said, yeah, I heard from Abdallah and there's something that every day you should call your parents. So after that, I did it for a while, then I stopped. Same way, you don't have, let's say your mother tells you, Khan, I'm doing laundry. Give me all your dirty laundry. So don't tell her, Ima, wash my laundry. You can, or she does your laundry usually, and she's happy to do it. Don't tell her, Ima, do my laundry. I don't have any laundry. I don't have any clothing. No, you don't do it. You say, my clothing are dirty. If she understands, understand. You can't command them to do anything. It's not kavod. Or the button fell off. If she wants to take it, she'll fix it. Don't tell her, Ima could... But, or you could ask also, Ima, do you mind? Could you please put that in? The Gemara says that the... Wow. You don't ask your parents to be a shaliach. Oh, you're going to be at the bank? Yo, put this also on my account. Unless you know that your parents enjoy doing these things for you. Yeah, well, give me, I want to help you. I want to, whatever you... Yeah, you know they enjoy it. Then, of course, you can ask them whatever they want. And your mother said, no, please tell me. Anyways, I'm going. Tell me what to bring you. I'll bring you whatever you want. But of course, she's having enough from that. She's enjoying that. So, of course, tell her everything you need. Okay. Everything also, I'm sorry, you're going over and over the same idea. Don't tell your parents to watch my kids. Tell them, could you bring the kids over? is it possible that you might come over and watch the kids and we have to go somewhere or whatever? Kids, so know how to do it in a respectful way, yeah, yeah.
And all the supplies also to in-laws.
Of course. The Ben Yishchai brings the Ben Yodai. He brings a, if your parents knock on the door, you know it's your parents. So he says, yeah, I'm coming right away. Say it, I'm coming right away. It's already a mitzvah. He's starting the mitzvah already. Okay. I don't know, my parents just walk in. They knock, they walk in. Usually, you know, most people, most normal people, you know when your parents are coming. They don't just come in suddenly. Besides, today there's cell phone and text and who knows and all these things. It's been fucked up. Don't tell your parents bad news to cause them sorrow. But once I had a situation. My brother's when his daughter, she was 2 days old, she died, and my father asked me to go to his mother and tell her. Also, grandparents you have to respect, like your parents. I had to. I didn't really say anything. I sort of caused them to understand the situation. In Israel, it's common that people swear not like make an oath, yeah, swear in their parents' life. In Hebrew, that's what you do. Be'ima sheli, be'ava sheli, my parents. So, that's what I want to say. In Israel, people do like that. It's like maybe also in English. I don't know how it goes.
No, you do it, yeah. I mean, people that aren't Jewish or people that aren't religious do
it
all the time. Swear in
the life. How do you say it?
I swear my mom.
Yeah, I still do that. And if someone swears that he won't respect his parents, it doesn't mean anything. That's the mitzvah. It says that you have to. So you. If your mother asks you to do something, and you did it, then the father comes home and is very upset. Well, who did this? Who told you to do such a thing? You know, I always say the mother is telling you that. You're disrespecting the mother. Say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You take it on yourself. If a son and a daughter, they hear the parents say halacha, which is wrong, or they do something wrong, so don't tell them you're wrong, of course. Tell them, I learned in yeshiva that the halacha is so and so. Or also, if the father did a certain calculation, and the mother, and she asked the son, go over this, tell me if it's okay. And let's say he found a mistake. Don't tell him you're mistaken. Tell them there is a mistake in the calculation, not that you are not mistaken, you're good. The mistake is in the calculation. That's all. Also, if your parents accuse you for something, don't say, no, that's not true. That's contradicting your parents. You're not contradicting them. You could say a different way. You could say, for example, they tell you, yeah, I know you did things. You spoke to that guy. I have something to say about that. I have something to explain. Don't say no. You're wrong. Okay, now so this way, let you know about your parents, of course, about anyone, of course, not about the parents. If now your mother calls you and she starts hacking about what your brother did or your thing, in Slashanara. You have to continue listening. You have to continue listening to them. And then, why? Because hopefully this will get it out of their heads and they won't continue talking to other people about it. And in your heart, you start calming them down. And also, you think only good about the person. Same thing with the wife, by the way. If the wife, at the end of the day, she starts telling you what happened to her, and this guy did this to me, and this, in the store, and here, da 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 da, you're supposed to listen. Not to, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. No, you listen to the end. Zero. In your heart, you say, this I'm not believing, this and this. You calm her down, and he's okay, and you go on. So that's till here is how you respect them in speech. And tomorrow, not tomorrow, on Thursday, we're going to learn how you respect them in action, more in details.